Does it run in your blood? Did it come from your daddy and mama? Were you converted by an Alabama song on the radio that feels so right? Did you lock eyes with a little green-eyed girl from Jackson? Tell me what got you, I just gotta know. Me, I got my Sunday learning in a live oak church. Silver Queen corn in the backyard dirt. Waiting for the fall to finally come along, so I can grab my gun and get my outside on. Step side covered down in peanut dust. Friday night spotlight and that was us. It might not have been you, but I can't judge. Just be proud of what makes you country. A city or a little farm town, whatever kind of square that you drove around. Do you wear it on your sleeve or keep it deep down? You know you gotta let it out. I got my dirt road cred back when I was 12 on a no-cab tractor hauling in bales. Bagging in boats, fishing limb lines, running bird dogs through them Georgia pines. Step side covered down in peanut dust. Friday night spotlight and that was us. It might not have been you, but I ain't judging. Just be proud of what makes you country. Whatever makes you country. Your kind of country, they doing their kind of country. I do my kind of country. Whatever makes us country.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump continues his efforts to reshape the federal government. ABC's Selena Wang says the latest move involves the National Security Council within the White House.
The president is also shaking up his National Security Council. Sources tell us that more than half of its officials were placed on administrative leave. This dramatically shrinks the size of the president's key advisory group on national security and foreign policy decisions.
Saturday, the president took credit for rebuilding the army in his commencement address to the U.S. Military Academy. Millions of Americans on the move this weekend. The TSA says it screened more air travelers Friday than any other day this year. There are also memorials throughout the weekend leading up to Memorial Day on Monday. Yesterday also marked 3 years since the Uvalde, Texas school shooting that left 21 dead. There was a vigil and a ceremony, and today marks 5 years since the murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis. This is ABC News.
The Brewers fall in Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball for the second day in a row, the Brewers losing to the Pirates. The final yesterday, 2-1 in favor of Pittsburgh. Batters like Milwaukee's Sal Frelick, Bryce Terang, making contact, but the Pirates making good defensive plays in the field. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Didn't get the big hit again. Didn't get a hit in a big spot. Frelick hits the ball a ton. Terang puts a good swing on that ball. Frazier makes a great play. You know, we've got to do more than that to beat teams that are playing good. And the Pirates have played a little better here in the last 6 or 7 days.
The Brewers now 6.5 games behind the first place Cubs in the NL Central. Cubs losing to the Reds yesterday, 6-4 in Cincinnati. The Crew back home tomorrow. First pitch at 1:10 as they open a 3-game series against the Boston Red Sox. Basketball for the 7th year in a row. The Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo named first team All-NBA. That puts him in a class with Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any frost to start your Sunday will give way to sunshine, highs in the mid and upper 60s in the afternoon with a light north breeze. More patchy frost will be possible tonight. Lows dropping to the mid-30s. On Memorial Day, mostly sunny, upper 60s. Currently 29 degrees.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and Green Bay. ProfHearingCare.com. And by Blaine's Farm and Fleet, serving Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan with 45 locations and everything you need for life in the Midwest. You can shop online anytime at farmandfleet.com. I'm Dan Small. Today, a great salmon recipe, improving habitat for forest wildlife, and sailing on Lake Superior. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio. So stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named best personal injury law firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com. And all 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Well, Jeff Kelm is also open for business. He joins me from the road again. Where are you this week, Jeff? La Crosse, I think?
La Crosse, Wisconsin, yep.
And that's the event this time.
National Walleye Tour, its second event of the season. Got 84 pros and 84 co-anglers out on the Mississippi River. The anglers are able to fish pools 7, 8, and 9 on the Mississippi. And some are super excited about it. Others are really struggling.
Yeah. Have they been pre-fishing already?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They've spent a lot of time pre-fishing. This is another location, kind of like Pier was a few weeks ago, that even some of the more experienced walleye anglers don't have a ton of experience on these pools. Mm. A lot more in the upper pools, 2, 3, 4, and even 5. But they'll figure it out. They'll find them. Somebody's going to win.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, if they can fish 3 pools, some people will be locking through, right?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Okay. And how does this tournament work? You've got an angler and a co-angler, a competitor and a partner who's not part of the competition, right? Or do they have a side competition themselves?
No, they've got their own part of the competition. The way it works is you've got your pros. The pro is obviously in their boat both days, but the co-anglers will switch boats. They'll be paired with one pro one day and paired with another pro the next day. And the co-angler gets the pro's weight each day. They share the weight in a sense. So it's not quite like you see in some of the bass events where you've got a pro and a co and the co-angler gets to box 5 of his own fish or so. This is, they put 5 fish in the boat together and they will weigh those fish. And so the co-angler will have a wild weight transfer each day because, you know, you may get paired with the best guy on the water day one and the worst guy on the water day two, and you're taking the pro's weight. You're not in charge of your own weight.
Yeah, and they can't cull in Wisconsin. Can they cull in Minnesota?
This is a no-cull event because we're launching out of Wisconsin. We're fishing in waters that would be no-cull. We are going to stay with no-cull, even though technically if they were in Minnesota, if you're just out fun fishing, you could cull, but it's a very fine line. We get out on the water and you need to know where you're at on the water. You could certainly slide back and forth and go, well, we caught them over here, but we'll go over there. We'll get the fish and we'll call these fish out. So we typically will say nope, no call event because it's just two different of rules back and forth.
Yeah. So it simplifies it, I guess. This is a 2-day event, Friday and Saturday.
It's a 2-day event, Thursday, Friday,
oh,
yes.
Okay. We are recording on Wednesday, as we have done a few times this year so far. Well, how was the Sturgeon Bay Bass Open last weekend? I bet that was a rocker as far as weather is concerned.
Yeah, weather was kind of all over the board. We had big winds really both days. The bigger winds were on Friday, but the wind direction on Friday was a little more helpful. The anglers were able to get out onto the bay. They took a little bit of a rough ride on the way back home at the end of the day. We had some lightning and some sleet and hail during the weigh-in, but they were able to get out on day two. Ended up restricting them to the shipping canal in Sturgeon Bay due to the west-northwest winds that were coming into the channel, creating just really too big of a wave to deal with in the bass boat safely. You know, there are plenty of anglers that fish that event with a multi-species boat, a little larger gunwale for a little bit larger wave conditions, but not everybody is. And so to make sure everybody stays safe, we kept them into the channel. And you know what? The weights really weren't all that far off between the 2 days. Yeah, there were certainly some guys that caught fish on day one that, you know, because they couldn't get to that same spot on day two, didn't do as well. But overall, the weights remained the same or very similar. And 54 pounds, 5 ounces won the event. It was Justin and Leo Yenter, a couple of brothers out of Stevens Point, Wisconsin, took the top spot.
Oh, cool. Good for them. Where are you next week?
Mobridge, South Dakota.
Ooh, okay. Very good. On the road again. Well, I hesitate to ask, but any turkey hunting, local fishing, gardening, morels?
No, nothing like that. It's all been, unfortunately, been work. And in between, just a little time with the family.
Yeah. All right. Well, Ozzy and I both found some great oyster mushrooms in Vernon County. I have yet to trip over a morel. I'm talking to people who've found them. And, you know, it was early this year in most places. And we are in Dunn County right now, John and I. We're turkey hunting season F, having struck out, at least I struck out, B, C, and E so far. So we'll have a full report on our hunt a little later in the show. Well, coming up, Charter Captain Dumper Dan Welch reports on more Lake Michigan salmon action off Sheboygan, and this time he reveals his secret recipe for grilled salmon. Rough Grouse Society Forest Wildlife Specialist Ashley Strabel talks about habitat improvement on both private and public lands. And as I mentioned, my son John and I talk about our turkey hunt, and John looks ahead at the upcoming sailing season on Lake Superior. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio. Well, Jeff, we will catch up with you again next week. I hope you have a great tournament.
Yeah, thanks, Dan.
A Blaine's Farm and Fleet original story.
Why is everyone coming on their riding mowers and UTVs?
I figured all the neighbors could use a break from yard work, so I invited them for a...
Ooh, a ride-on lawnmower movie?
Or, as I like to say, a movie.
For beautiful lawns, backyard parties, and everything in between, we've got the values you need to do things your way. Blaine's Farm and Fleet, being original.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with Professional Hearing Care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Welcome to Crush City, where the fish are big and the bite is hot. Rapala, the world's number one lure brand, is bringing its legendary lifelike action to soft plastics. Crush City baits are already making waves in tournament circles, and now they're ready for your waters. Whether you're trolling shad wraps, casting X wraps, or shaking the Crush City mooch minnow, get out on the water and share your success with Rapala. Find yours today at your local fishing retailer or rapala.com.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
With over 2,000 animals and acres of fun, you'll find a million reasons to smile at Wildwood Wildlife Park.
Did you happen to see the snow leopards?
What? Snow leopards? How cool is that?
Or experience that cool safari tram ride all in one day.
We love coming to the zoo. It's so much fun.
It's a wild world. It's a Wildwood Wildlife World. Hey, it's a Wildwood Wildlife World.
Giggle with the gibbons, jiggle with giraffes. See if you can make a hyena laugh. Flirt with flamingos, party with parakeets. Polka with penguins, what a treat. Laugh out loud, cause the lemurs are cute. Libra with the zebra, it's up to you.
It's a Wildwood Wildlife World.
Highway 70, 2 miles west of.
Visit your local independent CarQuest Auto Parts store in Park Falls and save on affordable car care products to keep your vehicle on the go. No matter what the season, you can be assured when buying from this local business in our community that you are not paying for high administrative costs. You are investing directly in helping the community strive and grow. As a customer, CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls appreciates your business and thanks you for always supporting the little guy. CarQuest Auto Parts on Highway 13 and 182 in Park Falls. See them at carquest.com.
Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
Camp Holiday Campground in Boulder Junction, Wisconsin is a hidden gem nestled in the heart of the Northern Highland American Legion State Forest. Enjoy miles of paved bike trails, ATV trails, incredible fishing and kayaking, and a clean sandy swimming beach with a trampoline for the whole family. Camp Holiday offers clean shower facilities and a laundromat. Stock up on all the supplies you need at the camp store, plus pizza and some ice cream too. Come to Camp Holiday for a weekend, come for a week, or the whole season. Bring your tent, RV, or motorhome. Don't have one? Rent one of their brand new sleeping cabins, a camper, or even a park model. Camp Holiday Campground. Come to the big woods, make some memories, and go home thinking, time well spent. See camp-holiday.com or call 715-385-2264 for rates and reservations. Camp Holiday on Rudolph Lake in Boulder Junction, Wisconsin. It's time well spent.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Because when you travel in Wisconsin, you see what our beautiful state has to offer. And now, more than ever, you see the importance of the travel and tourism industry and the impact it has on our community's small businesses, infrastructure, and economy. Destination marketing organizations statewide are working diligently to generate the economic benefits tourism has to offer and ensure that tourism in Wisconsin recovers better than ever. Their work to drive visitation, book meetings and conventions, and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover Wisconsin, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. And you can do your part just by exploring Wisconsin yourselves or supporting your local destination marketing organization directly. To learn more about what Wisconsin's destination marketing organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. My son John and I have been spending a few days together in Dunn County. And John, it's good to get together again. We haven't seen each other since gun deer season.
Something like 6 months now, I guess. Yeah.
And that's a little too long, I think.
I think so.
But we've got some plans for summer that include a little fishing and...
A lot of sailing.
And a lot of sailing for you. Yeah, we'll get to your sailing in just a bit. But this was supposed to be a turkey hunt. I didn't see a bird within range. You actually encountered a few.
Yeah, I saw, five turkeys all running the other way.
Yeah, I don't know what the problem was. They were not gobbling today. We are recording this on Thursday. Had nasty weather yesterday, even though we hunted and had no luck. So we decided to do a little fishing instead. And we're not going to reveal the lake, but this is a lake you and I have fished before in, I'll say, in Rusk County. We'll tell people that much. And we got into some largemouths today.
Yeah, we did. Actually, it was a great day, a beautiful day. Cumulus clouds and a bluebird sky. One of those picture-perfect central Wisconsin days that makes you wonder why you would live anywhere else.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? And we caught, I think we had maybe five hits and caught three decent largemouths. We didn't keep any, of course.
But three in the boat, yeah.
Yeah, three nice fish. And they were all on spinnerbaits.
Go figure. Yeah, we threw a lot of stuff at them, but that's what they like, bright and shiny.
Yeah, they went after that. And we actually saw one muskie in shallow water. Must have just been basking, trying to, I don't know, get warm or whatever it is they do when they're not feeding.
But, you know, judging by the refraction of light with the water, I'd say it was a good 40-incher.
Yeah, it was a good fish. And, of course, the season isn't open yet. But we mentioned sailing, and you have some sailing planned for Memorial Weekend, right?
That's right, yeah. Tomorrow we are doing a shakedown sail on Jalapeno. That is the newest boat in All Hands Sailing's fleet, Beneteau First. And it's a fun, fast little sailboat. Looking forward to practicing that tomorrow. And then we are racing the Apostle Island series on Sunday and Monday.
Okay, and talk about that race. How does that operate?
I think they set the course every day. It's three separate races. We aren't racing Saturday due to Northland College's final commencement. The owners of the company are Northland alumni, just as I am, and they have friends graduating, so we're taking that day off. But it's three individual races. And yeah, they set the course in the morning, depending on the wind.
So you won't know until you get there, and then it's around buoys? Is that how it
exactly.
works?
Exactly, yeah.
Out in the islands?
Typically, yeah. We'll probably go around Basswood Island at least for one of the races, sometimes all the way to Red Cliff, out through the channel into the lake by Long Island. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what they pick for the course.
And that's 2 days now?
3 days. We're racing two of them.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
But I may jump on another boat on Saturday just to keep my feet wet.
Yeah. Well, you got your sea legs today. We spent 4 or 5 hours out on this little lake.
Oh, yeah.
Had a good time.
It was wonderful. I just got to say, like, you know, this is one of those picture-perfect days, late spring, early summer. Can't beat it, you know. Whether we didn't get any turkeys in the boat, doesn't matter. I had a great time, you know, spent some time in the woods. I walked into my blind under a thumbnail moonlight, and listen to the woods come alive. Couldn't be better.
Yeah, that's always nice. You mentioned Northland College, and folks who pay attention to the news have probably heard that Northland has closed, and this is the last commencement. You graduated from Northland. Your mom and I both taught there. She for 50 years.
52 years.
52 years, probably the longest tenure of anyone.
By a lot.
Yeah, and I was there 20 years. How does it feel knowing that it's no longer?
Honestly, it sucks. It's really a shame to see it go. I mean, Northland is a pillar of the community. So many of my friends who live here now came from out of state, downstate, cities, Chicago, New Jersey, wherever, and found this place through Northland College and have decided to call it home. It's a real shame that it's lost, and it's going to be, I don't know, we'll see what happens to the community of Ashland.
Yeah, it's had a big economic impact, intellectual impact, cultural impact on the community for more than 100 years.
I wouldn't be here.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Absolutely. Well, sailing now, after your race or races, you will be sailing for hire, right?
Yeah, I start charter sailing on June 6th on Friday. I'm not sure how many people are booked yet, but taking out old Raptor, our trusty Catalina 36, and looking forward to just getting back on the water and revisiting, re-exploring the Apostle Islands.
Now talk about the trips that you do with, this is with All Hands Sailing.
Yep, All Hands Sailing. We do anywhere from 2.25 hour, just kind of out and back, a little around the bay trips, to multi-day trips. I'm lined up for, I believe, 3 4 to 5 day camping trips this summer. We work with a bunch of summer camps, and I'm going to be on the boat with 6 teenagers and a chaperone sleeping on the boat for 4 nights.
So oh boy.
We'll see how that goes.
Yeah. So when you sleep on the boat, what do you do for food?
Well, they do the cooking. So we make a meal plan and the kids follow it as best they can. But yeah, we provision all the food. We don't really get off the boat other than explore the islands and ding around in the dinghy.
Oh, okay. Do you do any camping on the islands when you're sailing, or is it all?
That's not the plan. Not at all. No, the boat sleeps 6 comfortably. And teenagers, well, we'll stack them up. So,
okay. Is this a family, a group? What is it?
No, it's a summer camp. These are kids that learn to sail on small inland lakes on lasers and sunfish, boats like that. Mm-hmm. And then they take their new knowledge and they apply it on the big lake. And as the captain, my goal is, as always, to do as little as possible. So I'm there basically to make sure nobody gets hurt and they pull the right line at the right time. And we stay out of trouble.
And everybody has a good time.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Me included.
Yeah, yeah. Talk about the day trips.
We do anywhere from 2.25 to all day long trips. So 2.25 hour, get a lot of walk-ons, couples. We take 6 people out at a time. We basically, learn to sail real quick. Go take a look at Basswood Island, usually is our destination for that. And then we have some longer 5-hour trips where we go deeper into the islands, maybe see a sea cave or two, get off on a beach if we have time or the weather permits. And then we do all day excursions as well, where we, kind of let you call the shots, where we want to go and where will the wind take us and see how far we can go in 8 hours.
And how can people learn about these adventures?
Yeah, just check us out on the web, allhandsailing.org. Bronte and Sarah are the owners of the company, my friends, fellow Northland alumni, and have been sailing their entire lives. So you're in good hands with All Hands.
Very good. And in addition to sailing, now you also work at the brewery there in Bayfield.
That's right. I am a brewery technician / bartender at Adventure Club Brewing, Wisconsin's northernmost brewery.
And speaking of northernmost, you're also a member of
Lost in the Woods, Wisconsin's northernmost improv team.
And your next gig is coming up.
Yeah, our next gig is on June 6th at the South Shore Brewery Tap Room in beautiful downtown Washburn, Wisconsin. I think we start at 7:30, so get there early and get a seat.
All right. Well, John, thanks so much for spending a few minutes after a long couple of days of hunting and fishing, catching up and talking about what you're up to this summer. And it's been great to see you again, and I'm looking forward to our next outing.
Me too. Wouldn't trade it for anything.
I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Listen to more Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any frost to start your Sunday will give way to sunshine, highs in the mid and upper 60s in the afternoon with a light north breeze. More patchy frost will be possible tonight, lows dropping to the mid 30s. On Memorial Day, mostly sunny, upper 60s. Currently 29 degrees. 98Q
Country. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Hey, the cohos are hitting on Lake Michigan. Action is so hot, they sometimes can't even keep the lines in the water. So it's time for another Lake Michigan report with Captain Dumper Dan Welch. He's the owner of Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters, Condos, and Riverfront Store. They're located on South Pier Drive in Sheboygan. And you can find them on the web at dumperdan.com. And you'll find updates on his Facebook page, including this report every time we record one, and his Facebook page is Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters. This week's report is also brought to you by Ranieri's 4 of a Kind, 811 Indiana Avenue in Sheboygan, and on Facebook at Ranieri's 4 of a Kind. Well, Dumper Dan, welcome back. Thanks for joining us again. 2 weeks in a row now. You must be having some great fishing going on out there, huh?
Oh, absolutely, Dan. We are crushing the cohos here out of the port of Sheboygan. It's been an awesome month of May here, and reel them to the grill because that's what we've been doing, cooking them and smoking them and enjoying them. And it's just a fun fish to catch, and it's the most delicious fish in the lake to eat.
I think you're absolutely right on that. Hey, do you ever grill them right on the boat?
No, but I thought about putting a grill on my Robalo.
Yeah.
I would like to try that sometime. But on the charter boats, we don't. We could. I mean, it's not a bad idea, Dan. They're so easy to cook that, you know, we could do it on a boat. But a lot of guys do it here on my patio deck. I'm down at my store now on South Pier Drive on the river in Sheboygan, and they'll throw them on the grill, and it just takes minutes, and they're done. I mean, they're just mouth-watering, delicious, bright red meat, really firm, seasoned well, and then good. And it's fun. I mean, it's that time of year for that, and that's what we target. You know, a lot of people are asking, are there fish biting? Some are. We caught some kings this week, but we haven't targeted lake trout or steelhead yet because we're running tackle to catch these cohos. If you really want to load up on them, you got to throw a coho tackle at them. So sometimes you don't get the variety right now, but while they're here, we're going to catch as many as we can.
Yeah, and we will get to the cooking in just a bit, but let's talk about the fishing. How are you catching them? For people who've never done this, what do you mean by coho tackle?
Coho tackle is just a red metal flat dodger. It's either a 2-aught or 3-aught, which is just difference in size. One's bigger, one's smaller, but they're smaller dodgers. We don't call them flashers because flashers are plastic, dodgers are metal. They're not very big, but they're red. We have chartreuse ones too that we use, sometimes silver, sometimes gold, but the red dodger with a green fly behind it is just the way to go for coho salmon all over on Lake Michigan, not just Sheboygan. And our favorite fly is a green fly with a little bit of gold in it with a treble hook. And you run that behind this red dodgers or the other colors I mentioned. And you throw them at about 2.5 miles an hour and you run them on various setups. The best for us usually is a slide diver. We run side poles, two on a side, and you can run them back about 30 to 50 feet. That works really well. Planer boards are probably second choice. We run 6 to 8 planer boards, 3 to 4 on a side on each boat of lead core. And lead core is a weighted line, either one color, two color, three color, or five color off the planer boards with these dodger fly combinations. That works well. So you get a nice spread day on a tackle out there. And then downriggers are always a go-to item. We run downriggers down 10, 15, 20 feet with about a 40-foot hookup with these dodger fly combinations on them as well. So we're loaded up with this for coho only. And when they're biting, I mean, it's nonstop, double, triples, quads, and it's fast action, and that's what we're after this time of year, and that's what our clients want to catch.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned the slide diver. For people who are not familiar with it, that was actually invented in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, wasn't it?
Yeah, by a good friend of mine, a charter boat captain. He was around for decades. Yeah, he invented that. In fact, he used to come in here and give me some prototypes of homemade stuff he was making to try and perfect this. And he did a remarkable job because a dipsy diver is kind of the same setup, but you put about an 8 to 10 foot lead behind the diver because you can't be any longer than that because you got to be able to net the fish. So the lead can't be longer than 8 to 10 feet on like a net handle length. So that works well. But the slide diver lets you hold the line through the diver with your right hand as you hold the diver with your left hand, and you can let that bait back not 8 or 10 feet. You can let it back 20, 30, 40, 50 feet and then click it into position and then let it go down. It just enables you to get out farther and longer behind the boat, especially if the water is real clear. It really, really helps.
You don't sell those in your store, do you?
No, I don't sell any tackle here. A lot of people have asked me, you know, if I do, I probably should, to be honest with you. But our store's so full of apparel and beverages and snacks and everything we need to do what we do. But you can get them anywhere, any tackle shop or online. Dipsy divers, slide divers, they all work well, but the slide diver just enables you to get back farther and out farther and catch more fish.
Absolutely. Well, once you've caught the fish, now your service includes filleting and bagging. You don't cook them for people, but you have cooked them right there, as you mentioned, right there on your patio.
Yes, yeah, and we have multiple freezers here too, and we have ice. You know, when you depart and you're heading home, the ice your cooler's down, but yeah, we clean, bag, fillet them, freeze them for you. That's all included in a charter fishing trip. But then, yeah, right here on our patio deck, I got a big gas grill, and people that stay overnight usually grill out, but you can use that any time. And I have the ingredients in the grill down below of, you know, what to use. And we always have somebody at the store here that can kind of help you or show you, you know, kind of how we cook them. It's pretty simple, and you can do that here or take them home and cook them when you get home. So there's a bunch of options, but we take care of all of it for you.
So tell us how you cook them. What's your secret?
For transporting, first of all, legally, all of us, me, you got to keep the fish whole, which means butterfly fillet is 2 pieces. You put it in a fish bag. You freeze it or put it on ice, take it home. Okay, I do the same thing. We all have to do that. If the warden questions you or stops you, checks your license and your catch, you got to make sure that you can prove the number of fish you caught. So that's very, very important. And after that, when you get them home, you can do whatever you want with them. What I do is I skin them and then I zip strip them. I cut the tail piece off that has no bones in it. And I take my finger and I find the pin bones. And then I cut on each side of the pin bones with my fillet knife, and I grab that, and I pull it out. So now I have all meat. There's no skin, there's no bone, and it's all meat. And I chunk it up, and I put it on tin foil. I get the heavy-duty tin foil, I wrap it twice, and make it into a tray, and put all my salmon in there, and then my ingredients. I use olive oil, lemon juice, lemon pepper. Then there's a few other things that locally they sell here that I use. It's a savory salmon seasoning. Then I use a redfish, little pinch of a little bit of Cajun. Not real spicy, but I put a little bit of that on. And now when Ozzy posts this on Facebook, this video audio, I will have pictures of them ingredients. So check it out because you can buy them online or come to Sheboygan, pick that up. Pretty simple. I do it on a pellet grill. You can do it on any grill. And I cook the meat to about 140, 145 degrees. And cooking temp about 300 degrees, so kind of a slow cook, but it goes quick because these fillets are thin and they're just mouth-watering. I mean, when you're done, it's really delicious. So that's the way I cook them, but you can go online and find a gazillion different recipes for salmon on the grill, so pick what you kind of like best.
Yeah, that sounds really good, Dan, and I have had your salmon, I know, and there's nothing better than fresh fish caught today and cooked today before it's frozen, although frozen is still good. You can keep it for many months if you have it vacuum packed. Let's talk about Ranieri's. They are our second sponsor this week on Indiana Avenue. What can you tell us about Ranieri's, four of a kind?
Ranieri's, great place. I can see it from right outside my door here. They're right by the 8th Street Bridge or walking distance from my store and condos. Excellent restaurant to stop at. The Ranieri family does a great job, got a big menu of all sorts of stuff, and they've been around a long time. In fact, they book charters with us, too, and I take their staff out every year, 2 or 3 boats worth of employees. Fun to be around, good people. My favorite sandwich, Dan, Sheboygan, and there's a lot of good restaurants in Sheboygan, but for decades and decades is the Mr. T steak sandwich at Ranieri's, four of a kind.
I knew you were going with that. Yeah, yeah. I've had that. It's good.
Yeah, I just had it the other day, and it's specially made for Brockman's Meat Market steak patty that's thin, and they keep the bun wide open, and then you lay it on both pieces, fold it over like a double cheeseburger, but it's a steak sandwich, and it's excellent. You know that. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
But their menus, they got everything on there, and it's just a great place to go. And they have other things going on there, too. They have some entertainment. Check out their Facebook page on weekends, entertainment. Then they have pool tables, dartboards, gambling machines. And it's just great. Definitely a place to go to if you're in Sheboygan, and check it out. Easily to be found here right by the 8th Street Bridge, 8th in Indiana here in Sheboygan.
All right. Well, Dan, we got to let you go. My mouth is watering. You give me a couple of good meal options from Ranieri's steak sandwich to your grilled salmon. And first, we got to catch them, though. So let's hope that a lot of listeners get the message here and decide to fish with you. Or, of course, they can launch their own boat and fish offshore because the fish are in close, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. They're real 20 to 40 feet of water. They're right close to shore. They're from the Sheboygan Harbor area, all the way past Kohler-Andry State Park, so easy to get to on just about any style boat. Pier anglers are catching them too, north and south piers. So definitely take advantage of that if you don't have a boat, and get on these fish because they're close to shore. The water's cold, and that's why they're there, and there's a lot of bait fish. A lot of fun. Get on out here, Port of Sheboygan, Lake Michigan salmon fishing.
All right. Well, Dan, we will talk again soon, maybe again next week. We'll see how it goes.
You bet. Sounds good. Give me a call when you're ready, 920-377-1147. Make your reservations, dumperdan.com on the internet and Facebook as well. Thank you.
You're quite welcome, folks. Dumper Dan Welch with the Lake Michigan Fishing Report from Sheboygan. And don't forget to stop at Ranieri's, four of a kind, 811 Indiana Avenue in Sheboygan, and on Facebook at Ranieri's, four of a kind. You'll enjoy lunch or dinner there after fishing. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Attention future hunters. Hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin DNR.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
For you folks who haven't geared up for fishing yet, remember Fleet Farm's got everything you need at the best prices guaranteed. Shimano rods and reels, Z-Man bass baits and jigs, Power Pro braided lines, live baits from DMF, Lose rods, reels, and tackle bags, Strike King lures, Flambeau rod tubes, tackle trays, and bait buckets, Seaguar premium fishing line, and that's just what we can fit in this ad. Check out all the lures, lines, even live bait, stocked and ready to go at Fleet Farm.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkalines and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Welcome to Crush City, where the fish are big and the bite is hot. Rapala, the world's number one lure brand, is bringing its legendary lifelike action to soft plastics. Crush City baits are already making waves in tournament circles, and now they're ready for your waters. Whether you're trolling shad wraps, casting X wraps, or shaking the Crush City mooch minnow, get out on the water and share your success with Rapala. Find yours today at your local fishing retailer or rapala.com.
Visit your local independent CarQuest auto parts store in Park Falls and save on affordable car care products to keep your vehicle on the go. No matter what the season, you can be assured when buying from this local business in our community that you are not paying for high administrative costs. You are investing directly in helping the community strive and grow. As a customer, CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls appreciates your business and thanks you for always supporting the little guy. CarQuest Auto Parts on Highway 13 and 182 in Park Falls. See them at carquest.com.
Roll in, roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
With over 2,000 animals and acres of fun, you'll find a million reasons to smile at Wildwood Wildlife Park.
Did you happen to see the snow leopards?
What? Snow leopards? How cool is that?
Or experience that cool safari tram ride all in one day.
We love coming to the zoo. It's so much fun.
It's a wild world. It's a Wildwood Wildlife World.
Jiggle with giraffes, see if you can make a hyena laugh. Flirt with flamingos, party with parakeets, polka with penguins, what a treat. Laugh out loud, cause the lemurs are cute. Libra with the zebra, it's up to you.
It's a Wildwood Wildlife World.
Highway 70, 2 miles west of Minocqua.
Help rebuild the heart of Fifield. The Fifield Mowbridge Park Playground Fundraiser is on now with a cash raffle, $5 for one ticket or 5 tickets for $20. Every dollar goes toward replacing unsafe, unreparable playground equipment with something safe and fun for all to enjoy. The drawing is July 5th at 8:30 p.m. during the Fifield Community Picnic at Mowbridge Park. Win $500, $250, or $100 and help give the kids of Fifield a place to play safely. Let's build something better together.
The Park Falls Family Restaurant proudly salutes the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles graduating class of 2025. What a special shout out to Alex Martin. Just like the Eagles, the class has shown heart, hustle, and hunger for success. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they're always serving up something great. Now with a new Mexican menu to try. Veterans always receive 10% off as a thank you for your service. Open daily at 7 a.m., Park Falls Family Restaurant is proud to serve and celebrate this incredible class. Think the Indy Auto and Tire Center in Park Falls just does oil changes? Think again. They're a full-service auto repair team with ASC-certified technicians ready to keep your vehicle in top shape. Like a winning sports team, they bring skill, trust, and hustle every day. Enjoy a 24-month, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty, new lower oil change prices, and rewards. Buy five oil changes, get the six free. Tire perks include free mounting and balancing, lifetime rotations, and discounted repairs. Ask about their spring maintenance special for just $79.99, plus 24-hour towing.
Have you heard about the Mahindra Roxer turbo diesel side-by-side with high towing capacity? Nemuth Implement in Stetsonville is your authorized Mahindra dealer. Nemuth invites you for a good look and a test drive today. You'll never run out of ways to use your Roxer on the trail, the property, or even the farm. No finer time to finance, too. Get a Roxer for as little as 0% up to 60 months, or just 4% for 84 months. Check out the Roxer at your authorized Mahindra dealer, Nemuth Implement, south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, is blooming with all your home and garden supplies so you can get all your projects going from start to finish.
When you switch to Progressive and bundle your home and auto, you could save hundreds, and that's a surprising amount of money.
Whoa, that's like farmer's market money.
That's like, give me a gallon of that locally sourced raw honey money.
That's certified organic heirloom tomatoes in every imaginable color except red money.
That's, let's get 2 pounds of pink oyster mushrooms money. I'm not even sure I like pink oyster mushrooms.
Guess it's time to find out, because you could save hundreds when you switch to Progressive and bundle. Then the world is your pink oyster mushroom. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcasts at the top of the page. No, not the logo. You're already on the website. Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Uh-huh.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Uh-huh.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q Podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha. Uh-huh.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Let's pause this Memorial Day to honor the men and women who gave their lives in service to our nation.
While we think of this day as the unofficial beginning of summer, we know it is also a time of somber but inspiring memories. Memories of so many courageous Americans fought and died so that we could enjoy the blessings of this day.
That's former President Ronald Reagan. To those who never made it home, we remember you and we thank you. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Ruffed Grouse and American Woodcock Societies have been improving habitat for grouse, woodcock, and other young forest wildlife for more than 60 years. You can learn more at ruffedgrousesociety.org. And joining me now is Ashley Strabel. She's a forest wildlife specialist with RGS, and she works in partnership with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Ashley, thanks for joining us, and welcome to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me on the show, Dan.
You're quite welcome. Now, you are based in Hayward, I understand. What exactly do you do with these two agencies that you work for?
I work for Rough Grouse Society and American Woodcock Society, and I'm in a partnership role with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. My position is a forest wildlife specialist, and I get to do a whole variety of things with this partnership. The DNR contributes funding so that I can work on both public and private properties, managing for diverse forests and young forests. And then I get to do things with Rough Grouse Society also, ranging from coordinating volunteer days and helping out with spreading their initiatives to private landowners.
Okay. What are some of the specific projects you've been working on? You've only been there since last fall sometime, right?
Correct. I started this job in October. I've been doing some work with state-managed properties, such as Creek Meadows Wildlife Management Area. And what I've done with them is I took an area that they're specifically managing for rough grouse and broke up some big aspen stands that they have on the property. So they had an area of the property that we wanted to break into about 5 to 15 acre units so that we would have more diverse forests in a smaller area. And what we did with that is we started to diversify the forest by performing an aspen shearing project over winter. So that's when we go out with a skid steer with a forestry mower on the front of it and take down some gun aspen is what we're mowing there, some about 13-year-old aspen. And creating that stand diversity is real good for rough grouse and woodcock and a lot of early successional forest species. Rough grouse in specific, the males spend their whole life within about 6 to 10 acres. So having that diverse structure within the landscape is really beneficial so that they can meet all their life needs within a small area.
Now, you're not doing all this work yourself, are you? Driving the forest mower and all that?
No, I am not. I handle the contracting end of things, the paperwork part of it, and then I also get to get out in the field and map out the unit so that it makes sense with the landscape.
Okay. Now, grouse hunters and woodcock hunters as well know that young forest habitat, specifically aspen in its early years, is prime cover for nesting for grouse and year-round hangout for woodcock. And you mentioned other species. What other species benefit from this work?
Deer is one that definitely enjoy the young aspen. It creates a bunch of buds for them to nibble on, as well as really good fawning cover. And another species is the golden-winged warbler, a bird on the decline. And what they really like is a young forest landscape. They like freshly harvested forest areas as well as some alder clearings. They really enjoy those shearing projects also. And what they really like is a couple trees left behind on those landscapes so that they have perches to sing from. The males will use those during springtime. And then they also need mature forest nearby because after their young hatch out, they'll bring their fledglings into that mature forest for cover and for feeding. That diverse landscape, again, it's not just a young forest that's really important, it's needed, but it is also important to have the mature forest nearby so that these species, grouse, deer, woodcock, the golden-winged warblers, that they have that escape cover to go to meet all their life needs.
And is this why you're cutting small parcels of several acres rather than clear cutting a 40.
Yep, diversification within a small area is really important. And for different parts of life cycle, different sizes are appropriate too. Like woodcock like to use their stopover cover when they're migrating. They like to have an open field that's at least 4 acres in size, about 4 to 5 acres they really enjoy. So a fresh cut area works well for that, or else an old farm field can work really well for that too. Again, that's a small area. We're not looking for big 100-acre clear cuts when we are doing these projects. It's good to have smaller acreages so that it can be a more diverse landscape for the wildlife species.
Now, if a private landowner wants help, how do they contact you and what kind of help can you provide them?
A private landowner can reach out to me directly, and I can go and do a site property visit and give them feedback on what management they can do on their properties. My email is Ashley F, A-S-H-L-E-Y-F, at roughgrousesociety.org. And my phone number is 920-413-9702.
Okay. Do you have a long waiting list of people you're going to work with this summer?
I would say at this point, I don't have a long waiting list. I do also partner with the DMAP program. So I'll have about a dozen landowners who I'll be visiting through that program in partnership with the DNR. But otherwise, I can flex other visits into my schedule as they pop up.
Okay. And DMAP is Deer Management Assistance Program?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. And I understand the RGS has several vacancies right now.
Yes, they do. There's actually a position open right now in Rylander that is identical to my own position. It's a partnership position with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. So that is open right now, and we're looking to fill it. The title on that is a Forest Wildlife Specialist. And then there's a second position open with the Manistee National Forest, which is located in Lower Michigan. And they are hiring a forest wildlife specialist in that area. Those jobs you can find on the Rough Grouse Society website on their employment page.
All right. What are the qualifications for those jobs?
For the position with the Manistee National Forest, that's a Rough Grouse Society position in partnership with the U.S. Forest Service. What is preferred for that position is a forestry degree with about 3 years of career experience. And then for the position located in Rylander, it's a little more open to forestry or a wildlife background with that job. They're also looking for a natural resources degree along with some career experience for that.
Okay, and there's information on the Rough Grouse Society website, I would assume.
Yep, you can go to the employment page and then click on the links. There's several postings on there, and both these postings close next week.
All right. Anything else you want to share with our listeners?
Feel free to reach out to me if you have property and are interested in managing for a more diverse forest and a range of wildlife species, from grouse to woodcock to deer or rare bird species. I would appreciate that.
All right. Well, Ashley, thank you so much for spending some time with us today, and we hope we'll send some folks your way.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. That was Ashley Strable. She's a forest wildlife specialist with the Rough Grouse Society in partnership with the Wisconsin DNR. This was brought to you by the Rough Grouse and American Woodcock Societies, improving habitat for young forest wildlife species for more than 60 years at roughgrousesociety.org. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
A Blaine's Farm and Fleet original story.
Why is everyone coming on their riding mowers and UTVs?
I figured all the neighbors could use a break from yard work, so I invited them for a...
Ooh, a ride-on lawnmower movie?
Or, as I like to say, a movie.
For beautiful lawns, backyard parties, and everything in between, we've got the values you need to do things your way. Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Be an original.
Attention future hunters. Hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin DNR.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
If your rifle, shotgun, handgun, or muzzleloader needs work this season, call Roger Williams at Northern Magnetic LLC. A licensed professional gunsmith for over 35 years, Roger can repair, customize, rebarrel, install sights and scope mounts, and more on all firearms makes and models. When you need a professional gunsmith, call Roger at 262-339-1798 or visit fixguns.com. That's 262-339-1798 or fixguns.com.
The Midwest's largest fishing website, lake-link.com, is your online fishing resource. 90% of Lake Link's features are yours to use free of charge. And members get access to Lake Link's online lake map library, lets you get GPS coordinates of any spot on the lake, and export waypoints to your onboard electronics. Members also get free outdoor classified ads, discounts on online store merchandise, and a whole lot more. You can also listen to Outdoors Radio 24/7 on Lake Link. Listen to this week's show, catch any of our past shows, subscribe to our podcast, or even sign up for our weekly e-newsletter so you'll know in advance what's coming up right here. Just type in the keyword radio. See what you've been missing. Log on to lake-link.com today. That's lake-link.com.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
You're tuned in to the broadcast ministry of Cornerstone Church in Ramsey, Michigan. We're glad you're with us today. Now let's join Pastor Todd as we allow God's Word to build our faith.
Well, good morning. It's great to have you.